2012, since you were last there, you were in that 2012 team yourself that won the championship, and it's a long time for a club like Garrigill to have to wait to get back to another final.
That's right, it is, surely, Francie. 5 years is a long time, surely, and we're probably here just hoping we get up them steps to lift the O'Neill Cup. 5 years is a long time, and hopefully we can get over the line in the final.
You've got a team now that's sort of maturing and coming to, maturing in parts, but a lot of youth coming into it. You've probably four different layers. You've got the Davy Hart era, then you have the Peter Hart sort of age group coming in behind, and then the Mark Kavanagh coming in behind that, and then, you know, the likes of Peter O'McCartan straight out of minors. You've maybe four different layers there trying to blend together.
Yeah.
And Pascal and the boys have done a great job in getting that to work.
They have indeed. Hey, brilliant. So far, so good. Just talking about the layers there. Probably in 2012, there's an under-16 final on before that county final, and there's a lot of them boys from that under-16 team will play again this Sunday coming in the championship final. So that's again 5 years for them boys stepping up again. That's the youth coming through, and it's great for them, great experience. And again, in tight games, they're always seeing it out. They're doing the right choices on the ball, and that'll only benefit them now and benefit them down the line.
I think when you look at that OMA team, you know, they're more battle hardened, and most of their players have been around longer than a lot of the Eric O'Kieran fellas have, and you know, and they've strengthened their team from the time they won the championship as well. They've got Conor Clark back and Micheál Gallagher, all seasoned footballers and high quality footballers.
Yeah, definitely. OMA's always a serious team. With a lot of top notch players: Ron O'Neill, Conor Donnell, Colin Grugan. You could go through them all. They had a great run there in Ulster a couple of years ago. They were very unlucky. So look, Neil just pipped them at the last. So we know we're going to be up against it, but we'd be pretty hopeful that we can give a good account of ourselves in the final.
Led the foundations during the league. I mean, the league was taken seriously this year, and the results showed. You finished top, I think, and you're waiting on a semi-final. How important was it to lay that foundation down and get the players playing together?
Oh, definitely. From day dot, I suppose, this time last year, we're in a game against Drabon where we had to qualify to be in the top four, which Drabon beat us, and then we had to just really take a look at ourselves to see where we're probably going from where we're at this, or from last year to this year. And we've did serious work to get where we are to now, but we're on top of the league, but the league stands for nothing. It's about the championship we've been prepared for, and we're in a county final here now, so hopefully we can take one more step and win it.
You've shown in some of your games so far that, you know, in a tight game, you have that wee sort of ability to raise the tempo and push on towards the end. You did it against Pomeroy, you did it against Carrickmore as well, with a very strong second half and some great points from Mark Kavanagh. So that could be very important in what's probably going to be a tight game on Sunday.
Yeah, we're expecting a very, very tight game. As I say, between ourselves and OMA, is always either 1-2 point game max. So we'll be hopeful for a lot of good performances all over the field, finishing strong again, which has been our mantle all year, finishing that last 10-15 minutes strong, and it's been working really well, so hopefully long may continue.